What concerns me slightly is that around the world, they're not being gripped by this in the same way. If you notice, the coverage, certainly the morning after he makes these comments in, say, Spain, Italy, France, is very limited. They don't, they're not reacting like we are. So what you've got really is...
Oh, it's the English causing trouble. Well,
that's going to be slightly their perception. I think Blatter does realise that he's made a monumental mistake here. But at the same time, it looks like an English-driven agenda again, and it's so much more than that. Yet other people are not getting involved across the world in the way you would think. Well, they must do, but they don't. And Blatter is able to sort of smack England away almost by, you know, with like he's almost got tacit support from around the world.
So what do England do? What do the FA do? Do they say, right, Sepp, if you don't resign, we're pulling out of FIFA? For me, that would be totally counterproductive. Do they have to speak to the Germans and the French and the Dutch and say, come on, we're going to make a stand on this? Are you in?
I'm sure they will make some representations to other countries. The problem, of course, is that having had the whole ullabaloo over the World Cup bid and calling a truce and drawing a line after that one and deciding we'd better have better relations with FIFA again, England, not much time later, now finds itself in this situation, and it's a big call for the FA to say, do we go in there and, you know, stir it up again? But you've got to say, in this case, while you might have said sour grapes over the World Cup bid, you know, and just because you lost, this time right is undoubtedly on the FA's side. There's no question about it. There's no debate. Another problem, though, is that other countries are looking at it saying, well, you've just got two incidents at the moment of players allegedly making racist comments in your own own pitch in the
Suarez
Premier League.
Suarez has been charged. Suarez. John Terry is ongoing.
John Terry is ongoing, and he was the captain who led out your England football team during the week.
Yeah.
So what are you doing about
it? It's not that much of a problem, is it?
Well, what are you doing about it? And the FA would quite rightly say, well, one is a police investigation, one is we're investigating, and we are taking action. So that's a fair comeback for them, to me, to say... but we are doing something about it. Blatter, for his part, is going, well, I do lots about racism too, and rather crassly is putting out photographs of him hugging black people, you know, just to prove, as if to prove the point. Well, it doesn't prove the point.
No.
You know, it's words that prove the point. And he didn't just say it once, in his interviews. He did it on CNN, and he did it on Al Jazeera. And he basically repeated himself both times. Then he tried to dig himself out of a hole later on with a few statements, but he didn't really dig himself out of a hole. He didn't say sorry. He didn't really go back on the comment. He just said that I am a champion against racism.
So where does this leave the FA? Impotent, really, in this scenario with FIFA? You know, there's been talk this week, another story carried by your paper, that the president of Barcelona and some of Europe's big clubs want to increase the Champions League, take away power from UEFA as well, and run the whole show. There is a feeling, is there not, Sean, amongst football fans in general, maybe only in this country, that FIFA are a bit antiquated. It's a bit like an old boys' club, a bit like a, you know, a senile old folks' home, and they're running a very modern game.
Well, their power base certainly has never looked weaker than it does now. There's been too many occasions recently of them making gaffes. There's a big push, really, for Michel Platini to take over now. I mean, I'm sure Platini will take over when Blatter's period in office officially comes to an end, but there's a push for him to take over now. Now, Platini has his critics, but I've met him many times, and I think a football man, a proper football man, I mean, Blatter played a little bit of football, but nothing like Platini, is what we need in charge. A man who sees, hey, he's not really necessarily England's biggest fan either, Platini, but he does bring much of the world together for me. I think it'd be,
you think he's fair?
I do, and I think he'd be a great person to have in charge, and also to try and balance up this thing where the clubs want more power. But Platini is a big champion of international football as well, and maybe he can strike the balance.